My name's Aaron Stevenson, and I'm a film writer director. Spent 14 years making a feature film called Freedom Deep. We started it in 1994, and we officially called it Finish in 2008. It was picked up by a Hollywood company and released throughout Europe and everything on TV and cable TV and DVD across America as well, but in the sort of lower end, playlist sort of bargain bins, that sort of thing. The distributor never got back to us or anything and never answered phone calls and so on. And so we had to wait for 5 years for the contracts to expire, and then we were able to, in that time, finish the film.
Not many people would be prepared to spend 14 years of their life working towards one thing. What is it that you love about film so much?
It's a language. I mean, it's basically a telling a story, and this project I believed in because I think it's a good film and I think it deserves to be seen. It's had a few screenings in Australia of the early version that was never quite finished. Now that we've got a version that we're happy with, we're calling it a final director's version. It's something I guess we're proud of, and we've spent a lot of time and money and all that. We've self-financed. We shot it on 35mm. We edited it in a digital format before you could do it at home on the computer. So a lot of money was spent on using the best technology to get the best images that we could. Now you could probably do it for half that cost, but it's actually harder to go out and just make a movie now. You know, this unions are tighter, and public liability means that you need permission to film even on a local street, whereas back in 94, 95, you know, we were able to get away with a bit more than what you could now.
I suppose that brings us to the point where you became aware of a Hollywood film.
The Hollywood film's called The Book of Eli, and it stars Denzel Washington and Gary Oldman, and it was picked up by Warner Brothers. Both films are about a book, which is like a new Bible. Both have a prophet. Theirs is called Eli, ours is called Liam. And it's about a future prophet who has to journey his work back to the remnants of civilization after some sort of catastrophe, which we don't go into, and the Book of Eli doesn't go into either. And along the way, there's several obstacles. An assassin is sent to either get more information or stop the book, and it turns out it's a female, and an uneasy sort of alliance forms, and the Book of Eli's got the same.
That's quite a few similarities.
Yeah, even the visuals are very, very similar. It was an Australian movie. It was shot in around central Victoria primarily, and it used a lot of local people from Bendigo and Melbourne. A lot of people worked for nothing or for very little because I wanted to be part of the project and felt that it was special and that the concept was unique.
Despite the sheer amount of setbacks that you've had and the ups and the downs in the business, you're still just as passionate about films, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, we've used each film that we've made as a learning ground and that to make something else. So we've gone on and done some documentaries, and we've got a script at the moment called Ranko TM, which is a Borat meets Rambo comedy. So we're trying to get that up. We've also got a six-part series called Hoon Capital, which deals with Hoonism from Bathurst to Bendigo.
What's your ultimate goal then as a filmmaker working in central Victoria?
I guess to keep working, to keep making films.
It's clear that film plays a massive role in your life, but it's not actually your day job.
I work as a psychiatric nurse, community nurse, and so does Gavin Pavey, who's one of the producers. That keeps the bills paid and everything, and it allows us to then have the freedom to work on film projects or documentaries that we want to work on. I don't have to do it to earn a living. I've got a living some in another industry, and it means that I can remain passionate about it. I mean, Freedom Deep took 14 years in all. If you knew that going in at the start, you'd probably say, oh, I'm not going to do it. And was self-financed. I mean, basically borrowed everything against our house, and as the asset value increased, we were able to borrow more money. So every year we'd just borrow more money and throw it at the film. I remember going to the bank, you know, for borrow $7,000 against the house again, and them laughing, saying, what's it for this time? And I put out a piece of paper and I said, it's the Dolby Digital license. They go, what? What do you need that for? Oh, we need it so we can have a Dolby Digital on our film. It's a labour of love, but it's also a film that we wanted people to see. So I guess with The Book of Eli now coming out and being a Hollywood remake over, if it gets our film seen, then it's not a bad thing. But then the first version that wasn't finished is still floating around in bargain bins. I found one at $2, so I bought it. And it's on my shelf, but you know.
How much money did you see from that $2?
Oh, nothing. It's on Payless brand. But it was funny going in buying your own film, and you know, the girl at the counter says, oh, I haven't heard of that one. I said, oh, it's very good, I hear. So So it cost me $350,000 to make, and you can buy it for $2.